Today on Broadway for Thursday, October 25th, 2018. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, yesterday I had the absolute pleasure and delight to speak with Tony nominee Rebecca Luker about... I did.
First
did
you know Kudish, that? Now Luker?
I'm sorry.
What's up with that?
You have like important things to do during the day. And I work from home, so it's easy for me. But she is starring in Premiere's Inner Voices that we talked about earlier this week, might have been yesterday, where she is one of three people doing solo, one-person musicals. There's like they're each 30 to 45 minutes. It's her, a young 11-year-old actor, and Farrah Alvin each doing a show. So we talked about that. We talked about, you know, her career a little bit. Also talked about how she tends to rehearse with her husband, who is a fairly decent actor himself, one Danny Burstein. So it was a great conversation, one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. So I'm hoping that that will be up here in the feed later today.
That's awesome. No, they are too good for each other. I'm so enamored with both of them. They're just such a talented couple.
They are couple goals defined. There's another couple goal at the towards the end of this episode that I'm going to talk about, but those two would definitely be up there.
All right. So first up in the news, let's talk about this a little bit. The Drama Bookshop will reportedly close next year.
Yeah, James, this was obviously not the worst news that our country got yesterday, but it was certainly up there for many of the people that will be listening to this podcast. But on Wednesday in Cranes, Daniel Geiger reported that the Drama Bookshop will be forced to close its shop on 40th Street early in 2019 due to a rent increase following the end of its current lease in January. The 100-year-old bookstore has been in its current space for almost 20 years and hopes to reopen in a different, likely smaller location somewhere else in the theater district or at least close by. Alan Hubby, who is a vice president of the bookshop, and his aunt, Rosine Celine, has owned the store for decades. He said, quote, "We knew it was getting too expensive. It's hard to cover a $20,000 rent, that's per month, when most of the books you offer only cost $10. Not to mention salaries, the cost of buying the books, electricity, taxes. We can't afford it." The landlord had initially proposed a 50% rent increase, but Hubby said what they really needed was a reduction in rent instead. In the article, Geiger also mentioned that the city council held a lengthy public hearing on Monday to discuss controversial legislation that would, quote, "offer commercial tenants, including retail stores, protections to remain in their spaces and combat what council members described as a crisis of businesses being forced out of longtime homes by skyrocketing rents." Hubby said that he anticipates that the bookstore will be about half the size if and when it opens as it is now, and that the basement theater will be no more. James, I think that it's appropriate for me to quote Carla from In the Heights, which got its start very much so in the basement of the Drama Bookstore, when I say, well, that's a chitty piece of news.
This is... I was very sad when I saw this news, and I sort of kind of trying to think outside the box here and think to myself, the Drama Bookshop should license or franchise its name, and every single Broadway theater should have a Drama Bookshop in it.
Man, that's brilliant. Yeah.
When people are at the Drama Bookshop, it's usually not when people are at the theater. I think that there can be some mixed use space there. You know, they're building a $2 billion building at the palace. Can't we put aside 1,000 square feet for a Drama Bookshop or more? You know,
I'm all for it. I have a feeling that this is not going to be the end of the story. I think you will hear a lot of people on social media, maybe not mounting like Save the Drama Bookshop campaign, but maybe.
No, yeah.
I think you'll hear a lot of people talking about this and the importance of this over the next few months, especially as it prepares to leave its 40th Street location in January.
I mean, the Gershwin is so big, you could put the Drama Bookshop in there, nobody would know.
Well, I mean, I think the point is you want people to know, but yeah.
Sure. But I'm saying people that are the Wicked cast would never know that there's another store in there. That's what I'm saying, you know,
it'd be
of
fine.
Course, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a creative solution here. And it's such a beloved institution in the theater community that somebody's got to come up with a way to make this viable. I mean, I totally understand that they probably don't make a ton of money selling what it is they sell. But if there's some way to branch out either the location like you suggested, or find out a way to license this to, you know, other places in Chicago or DC or Boston or LA, or even to, you know, ramp up their online presence, I think that there's a way to keep this very, very valuable institution a part of the community for many, many years and decades to come.
Yeah. All right. Let's hopefully we will not be talking about this for the last time, and we'll have some good news next time. All right. Next up in the news, Diane Wiest is doing free performances in the park this week. She's a rock.
She's a rock.
She's a rock.
She is an island. Yeah. The weird part is not that she's doing free performances in the park, but because two-time Oscar-winning actress, one of the best there is, Diane Wiest, she's apparently performing excerpts from Samuel Beckett's play Happy Days, which she starred in at Theater for a New Audience last year and is in no relation to the television show of the same name.
Oh, but I thought you were going to talk about the musical Happy Days.
Oh, yeah. So that's related to the TV show. This is not. But she is doing it dressed as a boulder. She's literally dressed like a rock, James. And, you know, she's just there in Madison Square Park performing Beckett all by herself. The performance, which is called Passing, is part of a larger installation called Full Steam Ahead by artist Arlene Schecht, who also designed Wiest's boulder costume. The installation will be at the park through the end of April of next year. In a Time Out article, Adam Feldman has some pictures of the costume, which, just to be clear, it does make sense in the context of Happy Days. So it's not like she's just like doing a random show about, you know, life and she's dressed as a boulder. It actually is part of the context of that show. So it is not that crazy. But we will have that article with the pictures in the show notes, but only in New York, James. Like, it's, you can just go, you can listen for a few minutes, you can leave. I don't know how long it is she's doing it, but she plans on doing it for the rest of this week, weather permitting, around lunchtime. Only in New York, man. Only in New York.
So what if The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, dressed up as Diane Wiest?
Yeah, I'm all for that.
And showed up there, or maybe
from like Edward Scissorhands or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe the cast from Come From Away can come and sing The Rock.
That's really good. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, I think the
Gander
opportunities are endless here. And now I want to know what the heck else Arlene Schecht is going to do for the rest of the installation between now and April.
Yeah, it might be a little mountain, you know, with little snow caps on the top, you know.
Or Frank Langella is going to do, you know, Eugene O'Neill dressed like a bottle of gin. I don't know, something.
We'll have to ponder that. Okay, Matt, what else do we have to talk about today?
All right, a few other bits of news that I wanted to share with you. First up, the Atlantic Theater Company announced yesterday some of the cast of the upcoming world premiere of Abby Rosebrock's new play, Blue Ridge. Under the direction of Tabby Magar, the cast will feature Kyle Beltran, Maren Ireland, Nicole Lewis, Crystalyn Lloyd, and Chris Stack. More members of the company will be announced later. The show is scheduled to play from December 12th through the 27th of January. And in the show, a progressive high school teacher with a rage problem retaliates against her unscrupulous boss and is sentenced to 6 months at a church-sponsored halfway house where she attends to everyone's recovery but her own. Set in southern Appalachia, Blue Ridge is a pitch-dark comedy about heartbreak, hell-raising, and healing. Sounds fun. And a great cast. Really great cast. So, next up, on Sunday, November 4th, the Manhattan Theater Club will host a Trans Visibility in Theater panel following a performance of The Nap on Broadway. The panel will include one of the stars of The Nap, Alexander Billings, who is a trans actress playing a trans character in the show. And then also one of the stars of this season's Straight White Men, trans actress Kate Bornstein, director of India Pale Ale, which opened this week off Broadway, Will Davis, as well as casting director Alexa Fogel and performers Bianca Lee and Marquis Marquise Vilsen. Next up, this story isn't exactly theater related, James, but I mentioned Rebecca and Danny are couple goals. This is another one, another couple goals. It is kind of theater related and it's fun because yesterday NBC announced that EGOT winner John Legend and Chrissy Teigen will host a legendary, get it, Christmas with John and Chrissy on November 28th. The coolest couple in the world will be joined by friends, family, and guests, to be announced later. And of course, we'll support John's upcoming album, A Legendary Christmas. James, I love these two so much. I all I want in life is to be their friend. Not going to happen. I didn't win the Mega Millions. If I won the Mega Millions, I would have been their friend. But anyway, finally, this is awesome, James. And I don't know if you've heard about this, but in May of 2019, the Moscow Broadway Theater Company and the Novosibirsk. Screwed that up. I read it about 10 times or listened to it about 10 times. Still got it wrong, but whatever. The Novosibirsk State Academic Opera and Ballet Theater will bring the musical Chess to Russia for the very first time, James. About the production, lyricist Sir Tim Rice said, quote, "I am genuinely thrilled that in 2019, Chess will be performed in Russian in Russia. The world was a very different place in 1984 when we wrote the piece, but if our show still has relevance 35 years later, it is because human nature never changes, whatever the political situation." First off, I don't know that the world is in that much of a different place from 1984 to 2019, and I don't think it's necessarily a good thing that human nature never changes. But James, I am genuinely curious about how this show will play in Russia as compared to literally anywhere else in the world.
Are they going to change the end? Is Freddy going to win?
I don't know.
Where are they going to be afraid of Mr. Putin if Freddy wins this thing? I could see the very end when they do the check, 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 check.
Again. Check. Never. Check. Never. Check. Never. Check. Never. Check. Never.
Anatoly all of a sudden turns and goes, checkmate. Gotcha. Chaka
or
Khan.
He just pulls out a gun and shoots him. You know, that seems more Putin-esque. Or poisons him. I guess poison is
poisons,
more
poison dark.
Yeah, so it's just that's literally the only show that I feel like I would be nervous to see in Russia.
Okay, you mentioned Alexandra Billings. Did you see her column in the Huffington Post yesterday?
I did not. No.
She wrote this letter. The headline is, "Dear Mr. Trump, I'm transgender, and I have a few things I want you to know."
Oh, it's
great,
I bet she does.
Great letter.
She does.
Maybe we'll throw that in the show notes. It got shared a lot on social media, and it was a lot of fun. All right, Matt, so why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at BWWMatt.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayVideo.com and BroadwayStars.com. Everybody, while you're thinking about it now, get your flu shots. Come on, it's about that time of year. Go to VoteSaveAmerica.com, check out where your voting place is, and make sure you're registered to vote. It's only 12 days left or so before the midterm elections. And Matt and I will be back and talk with you tomorrow.